Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. This is your 11 o'clock, according to the official clock here, Eastern update on a whole lot going on, to be honest. Here's the entire, looking at the Atlantic Basin, some of the different storms that we're looking at. We're looking at a disturbance entering the Gulf. We're looking at Hurricane Florence. Looking at Tropical Storm Isaac and also Hurricane Helene. So a very active tropical season right now. So let's dive into the details and try to cover it. Brand new for this update, we do have hurricane watches up for some of the islands as Isaac progressively moves on to the west, currently 70 miles an hour, moving west at 16 miles an hour. So we do have some of these watches looking at some of these winds that could be affecting some of the islands. And, of course, everybody's really been watching close with Florence. Latest information, 11 o'clock. You know, the wind speeds, we're still looking at high wind speeds, and we're really trying to focus people away from the exact wind speeds because you're going to get some of that natural fluctuation, but still a major hurricane with some of the winds of the hurricane force stretching out 40 miles and 150 miles of tropical storm force winds. So that's, once again, we always talk about being well away from the cone. We keep talking about this. We have storm surge watches and hurricane watches for the coastline from areas from South Carolina up to the Virginia, North Carolina border. But when we look at these lines, this is one of the bigger stories that we keep talking about. Closer the lines are together, the slower the storm. So we are forecasting Florence to start slowing down, and that's going to compound the issues here. That's going to compound the issues with the rainfall. But immediately, storm surge, rainfall, and the winds, just all the different types of aspects of the impacts we're going to see here. Let's take a look at that rainfall. The rainfall is going to be significant. We're going to look at the storm surge and the rainfall. Some of the rainfall, actually, we could see getting into the 15 to 20-inch range, even greater than 20 inches. In fact, some models, and we're looking at some of the forecasts, 30 inches of rain possible, which is life-threatening. It's catastrophic rainfall for points not just along the coast, but well inland. We'll see that with time and the storm surge. We always talk about the dangers. So we do have the watch-up for the storm surge. And with time, you can see all the water filtering into every nook and cranny gets filled up. So we talk about some of the barrier islands getting some of this storm surge. But with time, especially prolonged time, the water funnels into the channels, into the rivers. We look at the Pamlico River and the Sound, even into the Neuse River, and where the water piles up. I mean, these are rivers that normally flow out to the ocean. When the storm surge comes in, the water actually starts flowing the opposite direction, and you get the water piling up. Some of these areas could see surge 10 to 12 feet with times, and this is a, you know, kind of a reasonable estimate of where we could see some of that inundation. So very dangerous situation. You look at all the different aspects of rainfall. Could be catastrophic, flash flooding. You look at the storm surge here, absolutely life-threatening with the storm surge, and also the wind and a prolonged event. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.